With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The White House is talking more about the cost of living since this month's GOP election losses, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Voters in the off-year elections made it clear that pocketbook issues remain a top concern. And over the past 2.5 weeks, the Trump administration has tried to focus more on those concerns. Vice President J.D. Vance told an interviewer, "We hear you, and there's a lot more work to do." He said there had been progress on lowering prices, but he said the American people need to have a little bit of patience. And President Trump has removed some tariffs on food imports in a bid to lower grocery prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As Congress debates how to handle expiring Obamacare subsidies, Senator David McCormick of Pennsylvania hopes that the GOP can craft a new and better health care law.
Design something that gives the consumer greater control, greater autonomy in the making their choices. They don't have that today. Something that creates adequate competition. We don't have that today. And finally, something that roots out this rampant corruption and fraud that is driving up costs for all American people. So that's how I see it, but that's a heavy lift. We got a lot of work to do.
McCormick was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. At least five families say their babies were treated for infant botulism after consuming ByHeart formula months before a current outbreak was detected. More than 30 babies have been treated for the rare and life-threatening disease in an outbreak that began in August. ByHeart recalled all of its products nationwide this month. The University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates Saturday morning hours before the game against the University of South Florida. Both wounded players are in stable condition. A suspect is in custody, offensive lineman Daniel Mincy. This is SRN News. One of the most spectacular examples of Renaissance illuminated manuscripts is now on rare public display. The 15th century Borso de Este Bible is known for its miniature paintings in gold and Afghan lapis lazuli. It was unveiled this month in the Italian Senate, where it will remain on display until the 16th of January. It is usually kept in a safe at a library in Modena and is rarely exhibited publicly. It was transported to Rome under heavy security. The Bible was created between 1455 and 1461. The Italian Cultural Ministry considers it one of its highest expressions of miniature art. After decades of controversy over homosexuality and the worldwide Anglican Communion, some conservatives say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. Some of the community's largest and fastest-growing churches in Africa belong to the Global Anglican Future Conference, which is now calling for an official split. This is SRN News. It was known as America's flagship. Now a once great luxury ocean liner is set to become an undersea attraction off Florida's Gulf Coast.
The SS United States will become a huge artificial reef off the Florida Panhandle early next year. Okaloosa County announced its final resting place will be about 22 miles southwest of Destin. The top decks will reach 60 feet below the surface, making it accessible to scuba divers. The nearly 1,000-foot vessel still holds a transatlantic speed record from its maiden voyage in 1952. The ship spent most of the year at the Port of Mobile being scoured in preparation for its sinking.
Correspondent Jennifer King. President Trump is teaming up with legendary golfer Jack Nicklaus to revamp the courses at Joint Base Andrews. On Saturday, Mr. Trump took an aerial tour of the courses and promised improvements. He suggested the rest of the base needs fixing up as well, but Nicklaus will serve as architect for any facelift of the golf courses. This is SRN News.